Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
In our last check-in, we talked about flu and getting vaccinated. But, Elizabeth, there are a lot of other winter illnesses about at the moment. For example, sinusitis. What actually is it?
Yeah, sinusitis is where it's the lining of the sinuses in the nose become inflamed. And there's small air-filled cavities behind your cheekbones and forehead. And then there's a draining mechanism where mucus is secreted into your nose.
What actually causes sinusitis then?
Well, it is normally a viral infection. And most of the time it's after having a cold or flu.
What are the main symptoms?
It can be very painful, Toby. When you press your face either side of the nose, you can feel intense pain. And there's usually a copious amount of nasal discharge, which is very unpleasant.
Gosh, that sounds terrible. How do you treat sinusitis then?
Well, if someone comes in to me with the symptoms, I always check, first of all, how long have they had the problem? Because it usually clears up within 2 to 3 weeks. A saline spray is sometimes quite useful for relieving symptoms. Also, we sometimes prescribe a steroid nasal spray or a decongestant. With the decongestant, it's always, you need to be careful about how long you use it. We usually say up to 7 days maximum. And someone who's on blood pressure tablets probably shouldn't be using a decongestant, either oral or nasal form at all. Now, antibiotics can be used, but it's really important to try and limit the use of antibiotics, since I'm sure you've heard of this, Toby. I mean, resistance is a growing worldwide problem. And so what we try and do is use them less and less, because they will in themselves become less useful. And we really need to reserve antibiotics for when they are needed.
And a sore throat, is that similar? And it usually does not need antibiotics, does it?
Well, again, 80% of sore throats are viral. Sometimes when someone comes in, I usually take their temperature. And if it's a raised temperature, then that could maybe result in a different type of diagnosis. But a sore throat certainly is normally viral. And if there's no raised temperature, what we do is we use an anti-inflammatory throat spray, something like benzodiamine, paracetamol, which is useful just for pain. And the main thing is keeping the throat moist. A sore throat, we think, probably clears up in about 7 days. Again, people think they want to be treated perhaps with an antibiotic, but as I say, 80% is viral, and therefore antibiotics do not work.
And I suspect the message for everybody out there is that most of our winter illnesses are viral.
Yeah, Toby, you're quite correct. And that means not using antibiotics and keeping those precious medicines for people who are unwell.
Well, as always, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in contact with you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.